Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's tough to be a fisherman, and regulations that are designed to manage populations of fish are part of the reason. The government has imposed a quota system. That means fishermen have to pay to catch certain types of fish, such as cod. Cod is deemed to be in low supplies, so fishermen are only allowed to catch a limited amount of it. They can pay to lease someone else's quotas, and that way they can catch more, but that's expensive. One independent commercial fisherman in Maine is trying to fish more sustainably and make a living doing it. His name is Tim Ryder. Ryder is the founder of New England Fishmongers. We caught up with him in Littleton, New Hampshire in January. He was visiting one of his customers, Chef Adam Aldrin, at the Beale House Inn. Part of Tim Ryder's mission is to sell directly to the chef.
We own a business where we sell our fish directly to our customers, restaurants and consumers alike. It's my whole life of making this work. And what we've seen is when you cut out a lot of this, you know, tap dancing in between seafood, we're getting our fish directly to our customers 24 to 48 hours after they're caught. It's a fresh fish, the freshest fish they've ever seen. It's been showcased in Food & Wine magazine. Our customers have supported us and love the fresh fish. And it really has fueled my fire to keep doing this. The people believe in what we're doing. The fish is the best they ever had.
Okay, I want to talk about how you managed to catch the best fish that some of these high-end restaurants ever had. I know that you hand-deliver the fish. As you said, you don't go to auction. You kind of get around a middleman. You bring the fish directly into the kitchen. You have caught that fish.
Yeah, the last stretch of days, I just fished 12 out of 13 days. And what we basically do is we take the best care of the fish on the boat that we can. We bleed our fish. We brine our fish. We make sure they're packed in ice. We work diligently at the quality of our fish. You know, the average fish that you go and eat at an average seafood restaurant has been around for 10 days and traveled 7,000 miles. We beat that by about 99.9%.
So you're kind of like the dairy farmer who delivers his own cow's milk directly to the house. When you go out every day, you have your boat, 36-foot boat called the Finlander, right?
We have Finlander 1, a 36-footer, and Finlander 2, a 47-foot LeBlanc.
And when you go out, how far out do you go?
It varies. We're scalloping. We're only 2 miles off the beach, but when we're hook fishing for pollock, we're 65 to 70 miles offshore. A little dicier on the 65-mile offshore ride.
How come dicier?
The weather. You know, you're in harm's way, and if anything happens, you're a lot further from home. And most people say we're crazy for taking a 36-foot boat 65 miles offshore, and they might be correct about that, but one of the reasons we do that is because we can't afford to catch cod, so we pass over fish that we could catch to catch other fish because the folks of the sector system of management has made us target species like offshore to stay away from cod, and it makes us risk our lives to do something that we normally wouldn't do.
So you're catching cusk and haddock and dogfish and monkfish and, as you said, pollock as well. But you mentioned something. When you get the fish in, and this is rod and reel, when you lure the fish in, supposedly you take extra good care of it. And what is usually done, and what do you do differently?
Well, rod and reel, and we trawl for flounders and monkfish. You don't get monkfish on rod and reel. But with all the fish, we bleed our fish and we brine our fish.
What does the bleeding part mean?
Yeah, you hit the fish in a certain spot right in the aorta, and the fish pumps out all the blood. So you have no discoloration in the fillet. If you take a bled fish versus a non-bled fish, the color of the fillet is enormously different, right? It's very similar to hunters bleed their deer. It's essentially what we're doing with the fish. After the animal's done pumping the blood, we immerse it in a seawater and ice mixture to shock chill it and brine it and then layer it on ice. So we take the best quality of our seafood as, you know, fish as we possibly can, even scalloping right now. Like, obviously we're not bleeding every scallop we catch, but we're going through our scallops and we're rinsing them as quickly as we can in seawater, packing them on ice, really making sure we don't toss them around, bruise them, break the pieces up, and then gently getting them off the boat, packaged to our customers as quick as possible.
So the result is, and I should say the bleeding part is a little bit unsettling to hear, but I suppose the fish are going to be eaten anyway. But the fact is that you're treating them in a better way. So this is what you have to do to try and beat the big guys, or at least beat the regulations, because you're not going to have much greater quantity, so you have to rely on quality. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, quantity, we still have to wholesale some of our fish out. But we take a lot of pride in what we do, and what one of the benefits that the culinary world has seen is the shelf life. It holds up tremendously well. So he can serve our fish on, buy our fish on Wednesday and serve it on Saturday, where the fish that's been around for 2 weeks that hasn't been treated that well, he's already starting to throw out. And it's allowed us to, we've had to do it to make it work, because it, when we tried to wholesale a lot of our fish, that our quality isn't, that no one cares. You know, and we get the same price as strip fish when we go to these places. And that's really hard because we aren't working on massive volumes. We do catch enough fish to service a lot more restaurants. There's obviously my sales pitch, you know. And that was our goal. And our goal was also to, with the business, is if I ever outgrew what I was catching, to be able to help other fishermen get the best price that are doing the same things as us, because others are looking at us for an answer. We saw historically the worst prices in New England ground fishing at the fish that had to go to auction this year that anyone's seen in 20 years. And local day fishermen, family fishermen paid the price severely, us included. And that's pretty shameful that, you know, where people are saying there's, you know, there's not enough fish or this and that, or we got to go to farm raised fish and this, all these different programs that they have. But we have all this beautiful fish coming off the day fleet that we're basically throwing out or selling for pennies on a dollar, where people can't even make a living. And so one of the ways that we've defeated that, or trying to defeat that, is getting that fish as quickly as possible to our customers so they see the benefits of fresh fish. And the other benefit of this too is, you know, Adam and I were talking about this here, is that the local fisherman is talking. I've talked to Chef Adam on the boat a couple times over the past couple weeks while we're fishing. So these guys are connected with the product, like they're connected with the farmer that raises the produce and the beef and everything. They know who we are, and they can call us and ask us about what we're catching.
You mean he'll ask you when you're out on the boat what kind of fish you're catching, and then he can plan his menu accordingly?
He will, yeah. And a lot of these guys will call and see what we're doing and what we're catching, and it's focusing on seasonality. And we've seen a lot of people adapt to what we're catching. People that were traditionally didn't want to touch pollock, you know, have kind of had to force it on them and say, try this, please try this. And they've come back and said, it's great.
When you presented to them the pollock, wouldn't you say try it, meaning make it, or do you make something for them and say, here's a forkful?
I think a lot of our customers at our retail, I'd say, take this piece of pollock and take it home and try it and tell me what you think, because they're very reluctant, and they will take it home, and then they usually come back and say, wow, it was tremendously good.
And how much more can you charge for that than, say, they pay at the grocery store?
Believe it or not, our price off the boat are as competitive as the grocery store with the direct model, because there's not that many people making as much money in the in-between steps. So our price to sell Adam cod in Littleton, New Hampshire off the boat is actually more affordable than the bigger companies out here, which is crazy. And that's for direct, you know, fish right off our boats. So we do better by doing that, but there's not as much money made in the middle. And that's what's allowed us to really stay in business. If we didn't have this end of the business, we would be out of business. Because it didn't work wholesaling fish. I mean, as many trips that I've done with a beautiful hook and line pollock that you see in Food & Wine magazine, where we came in with 2,000 pounds of those fish and left with not even enough money to cover the fuel. We've literally wholesaled those fish out for 30 to 40 cents a pound and made nothing for fish that's considered some of the best fish in the country. So it's a direct approach. Is people think it's only for the rich and wealthy. That is actually very off from the truth completely. So we're pretty competitive to what's going on with grocery stores or bigger chains or anything like that, and it's just the direct way that we do it.
Business is good.
Business is good, yes. Business has been, the retail end of the business has been enormous. We have a huge following, and we have more and more folks saying, we love what you're doing. And it's an old school way of doing business I'm really proud of. It's a handshake and a thank you to our customers from the people that do the job. And that's the fundamentals of what we've tried to do here. Know your fishermen, and they know. I believe 100% in what we're doing.
Tim Ryder, thank you so much.
Thank all of you guys for supporting us out there very much.
Tomorrow, Tim Ryder plans to spend the 4th of July fishing more than 30 miles offshore with his dad to get a head start on what he expects will be a very busy holiday weekend. He says they might even get to see some fireworks over the ocean.